you know, by definition, mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where you are and what we're doing, and not sort of overly reactive or overwhelmed by what is actually going on around us. And so much so in this particular time, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought with it a lot of panic and sort of uncertainty about things that are going to be happening, and many things, as we knew, started shifting around. Work and school has changed. Some of us cannot actually go to work and suddenly sort of earn an income. Income is gone. In the balance with a phased sort of return to schooling, resulting in quite a number of COVID-19 cases being reported at schools. And, you know, during these trying times, everyone needs a little help to stay grounded, and mental health is one of the most important things. This is perhaps where practicing mindfulness will sort of play a big role in your life. To understand and to help us understand this practicing of mindfulness, we're now joined by mindfulness coach Sue Cooper. Sue, a very good morning to you, and thanks for getting up so early this morning.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for inviting me.
A number of people, and the reason why I've actually wanted to do this, Sue, is because during our interviews last week, a number of people were saying mindfulness, mindfulness, mindfulness. So what is mindfulness, and why is it actually so important for us?
Yes, and it has become a bit of a buzzword these days. Mindfulness actually is a very ancient practice. It comes from meditation 2,600 years ago. And it's incredible that it's being used so much today, because it's a way of really training the mind to learn how to be present, as you said, but in particular, how to be calm and grounded by connecting in your awareness with your body, your heart, and your mind, integrating your emotional life, your psychological life, with your physical life. And because at times of stress and distress, we often become fragmented, it is a way of learning how to bring yourself back into a state of mental health.
A number of people will say, you know, it's fine to tell me exactly what it is, but how do I actually practice it?
Yes, yes. You know, it's a very simple practice, and yet it is difficult to do, because usually we are so lost in the past, or now in particular, we are lost in worrying about the future. And so it's a simple practice where you really draw on your sensory experience, your embodied experience of just being here in the moment. And so one can actually practice mindfulness wherever you are, in whatever you're doing, by taking a moment to stop, slow down. It's very helpful if one can close one's eyes, if one is sitting or lying down, to close one's eyes and just to bring your attention to your body and your breath. And the breath is something that is with us all the time. All we are doing is using the breath as a way of anchoring in the present moment. And so it's simply sitting, being aware, and using the breath to calm you and bring you into this moment, where you then begin to notice everything that is happening. It's not actually about clearing the mind. It's about being aware of what is arising in the mind and what is happening around you. So it's a practice of being aware with an attitude of curiosity, and also an attitude of non-judgment. Because most of us are so self-critical, we so easily feel we're not doing this correctly, that we very often feel a sense of failure with meditation and mindfulness.
Yeah.
And part of what we are trying to learn is that it is almost creating a mirror in the mind, where you just become aware of what is happening inside of you and around you.
Does one need to sort of grapple yourself with a bit of a quiet space somewhere in the house where you can actually sort of, you know, I know that my daughter takes her two little ones, and it is so essential to create this kind of mindfulness in this uncertain times, especially for children out there, you know, which will sort of anchor them and give them that that just that calmness and that peace. So she takes them to a particular space in the in their room. Do you need a particular space, or you know, just a quiet spot in the house?
You know, you can practice mindfulness anywhere, but it is much more helpful if you have a space that's a quiet space. I think what's more important is that it's a space where you switch off all other input, sensory input. So, you know, switch off televisions, phones, screens, and really have a space where you can turn your attention to what you're actually focusing on. And, you know, you can do this closing your eyes, finding a quiet place where you can sit. Children often stand or lie down. And you can practice this with your eyes open or closed. So for children in particular, you can use what they can see. They can close their eyes and listen to what they can hear. And often they can relate to that better than perhaps relating to feeling their breath.
Mm. Now, you've been doing a lot of mindfulness practices with a number of sort of related people. Where can people find people who can sort of assist them with this mindfulness training?
There are many, many people who are offering mindfulness courses at the moment. And, you know, if you just look on the internet, in particular, a number of us psychologists are offering mindfulness because it is so helpful for emotional and mental well-being. And there's a Mindfulness Institute of South Africa that has a lot of teachers, but there are a lot of private psychologists like myself that have incorporated meditation into our psychotherapy work because it is such a powerful support to helping people learn how to manage their emotional life. And as an additional support, I've been sending out daily guided meditations, and that's really what led to people asking for guided meditations for their children. And so because children relate so well to visual images, we have created a set of cards, a deck of children's mindfulness cards, which I've done in collaboration with a designer and illustrator, Tony Pinchuk. And we are actually releasing these cards this week to accompany the meditations that each card describes. And these will be found on SoundCloud. So there are a lot of meditation apps that do encourage meditations for children then.
That's Sue Cooper chatting to us about mindfulness and a mindfulness coach. And you can find her at suecooper.co.za.